Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hello and welcome to Love, Samantha Lee, the More Than Just Pretty podcast. I'm your host, Samantha, and here we explore love, life, spirituality, and relationships through the lens of real beauty, the kind that begins the moment you decide to be unapologetically yourself. Join us as we dive into heartfelt discussions that challenge, inspire, and connect. Are you ready to embrace your true self? Let's begin. What's up, family? It's your girl. And guys, today, I ain't gonna lie, I got kind of a low energy spirit. I just decided, you know what, I'm going to create, even though the enemy has me at kind of a low energy this week. I'm not really sure what's going on. Last night, y'all, was weird. I woke up at like 3:30 in the morning, 3:25, or I looked at the watch at 3:25 a.m. I just had this weird spike in my heart rate. I didn't know what it was. I'm like, what's going on? Like, I was sleeping good too. I don't know what happened. And I know that a lot of times in the morning, early morning, when I feel like God is waking me up, he wakes me up. Anytime I wake up that early in the morning, I feel like it's God waking me up. And so I try to take that time and I pray. And I was praying, and eventually I was able to lay back down and rest and everything like that. And then today has just been a weird day, y'all. It's been a weird day. It just kind of feels like things are not where they should be. I'm not where I should be. It's just a lot going on. But yesterday, as I was walking outside and I was taking the trash out, might have been today actually, because it was when I was taking the trash out, I was thinking about what I was going to talk about when I went on this podcast. And it was a verse that came to mind. And I'm going to read it. Or I'm going to read the verse to you. It's 2 Corinthians 4. It says, "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we're being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an internal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." And I've been thinking about my podcast. I haven't listened to them back, and I'm like, man, I'm probably so hype on here, and you know, allowing the spirit to kind of move me. And I apologize for those who listen to me and like saying, "What? Why are you going up an octave?" I honestly can't help myself when I start to feel that fire within me, I go with it and I pray that God uses it. But today I can probably guarantee you by the end, my octave is going to change. The fire is going to enter into my stomach and I'm not going to be able to control it. But it's not to be the rah-rah, yell in your face type of person. It's just me going with the spirit and I go. And so back to what I was saying. So this verse is going to be our main verse for today. Normally I don't do this as verses and things like that, but today I felt in my spirit uniquely that this is what I needed to talk about. This was the verse. This is the verse. And so I'm going to go with it. It says, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. Struck down, but not destroyed. Struck down, but not destroyed. Hard pressed on every side. Not crushed. Perplexed, not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Y'all, and the first thing that comes to mind right now is a movie that I used to love when I was growing up. It's Enough with J-Lo in it. And there's a part in the movie where she's like, you know, if you guys haven't seen the movie, I'm not going to spoil it for you, but there's a part of the movie where she says a line and never stop attacking. And so today, that is what we're going to call this thing. Never stop attacking. Never stop attacking. This morning, you guys, I was nominated at UGA, the school, my alma mater. I was nominated to be top 40 under 40 for the year 2024. And I was late kind of submitting. I submitted right close to the deadline. So I wasn't technically late, but sorry, excuse me. It was later than what people, I guess, had already done. So I did it. I didn't really, I kind of like half did it because I wasn't really sure about it, you know, whatever. I didn't even know if it was real or not. Turns out it was real. I had already submitted my application by that point. And I was like, well, if it's for me, it's for me. If it's not, it's not. Well, I had forgotten it for a couple of months, and this month I've been praying about it, and I was like, wait, you know, what? I wonder what's going on with that thing. Is it real? Is it happening? Did I get it? Did I not? And I hadn't heard anything, so I assumed like, nah, I didn't get it. Well, guys, it was announced today, and no, I did not get it. And I was like, I was mad, but I was like, okay, Sam, how can you, you know, if it's for you, it's for you. One day it will be for you. And I was like disappointed because I was like kind of slick had my hopes up since I found out that like they were announcing it later. And then other things came on. Sometimes, y'all, just being real, I'm human. I go online. And there's times where, you know, you're posting content, you're trying to figure out new content, you're trying to get ideas. And I'm looking at some of the things that are being written to me and like they're evil, like they're like horrible comments, like comments on comments that I post on other pages. Like, and I'm looking at them like, where is this hate come? Like, what's happening today, Lord? Like, you wake me up early. Okay. I finally get back to sleep. Then I find out that I didn't make this thing, you know, that I was slick hoping for. Like, I low key, I was like, really kind of like, dang, that would be so dope to be 40 under 40. And I have opportunity to get that. I have some time before I get to 40. So it's not the end of the world. I'll make it one of these years. But then on top of that, then I'm seeing all these comments. I'm like, okay. And I'm dealing with other pressures, other things. And I'm saying to God, like, God, okay, I'm trying very hard to not lose faith in this moment, but it's hard to see you right now. And I don't want to like get lost in the disappointments and the things that the enemy's throwing at me today, because I understand now what I didn't understand back then is that when all these back-to-back things happen, the tendency is to give up. The tendency is to get in your head. The tendency is to like spin in the negativity, spin in the disappointment, spin in all the things that you cannot control. And y'all, I want to do that, but I said, no, I'm going to be productive. I'm going to do this podcast and I'm going to let God use me because I'm not going to let the enemy win. This is like a decision that I'm making. I'm drawing my line in the sand. I'm not going to let the enemy win. That I might be struck down. I might be perplexed. I might be hard pressed on every single side. There might be a lot coming at me, but I'm not abandoned and I will not be destroyed. And I owe it to myself and I owe it to everything that I'm trying to build to never stop attacking. So here I am. And I know that, and I'm not ignorant to think that I'm the only one that may feel that they're being hard pressed on every side. That they're perplexed. That they're being persecuted. That they're being struck down. But I would want to remind you from a hard place. I want to remind you from a place where I'm trying to actively affirm myself. You are not crushed. You are not in despair. You are not destroyed. And you are not abandoned. Therefore, do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Therefore, we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, what is unseen is eternal.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Family, every single struggle, every single thing that we're facing, every single thing that we're doing right now, what's happening right now, is achieving for us in an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. I was talking to a young woman that works with me, and we were, you know, she's a more of a critical thinker. She kind of goes into situation and she's always kind of thinking about, like, she's almost, I think that's how, what she described is that that's how she was trained. She goes in and she tries to find the issue. She tries to find the problem. She's more of a critical thinker that goes in and isn't trying to find, like, the light at the end of the tunnel. She's trying to find the different areas, the different holes that could potentially turn into bigger problems, become issues, things. She presents the problem. For me to be able to really understand what I'm dealing with. She kind of brings all that up. And I was saying to her the other day, you know, I noticed that every time we talk about something, like, you go straight to the negative. You go straight to what it could be. This could be a scam. This could be this. This could be that. Like, she's presenting all the negative alternatives. And she said, you know, I was trained in my field. That's what I do every single day. I'm trained to look at what is wrong, what is happening, you know, what do I need to look out for, this, that, and the third. And I was like, you know what's so crazy? I think that our minds do that anyway. I think that we're always looking for the problem. I think we're always looking for the disappointment. We fixate on the things that are not working in our favor versus the things that are. That even though I may not, right now, as I'm speaking to you, I may not be in the 100% position that I want to be or in the mood that I want to be in, I have to understand that there's a part of this verse that I have to fixate on as we're talking, and we're saying never stop attacking. The part is that even though I'm hard pressed, I'm not crushed. Even though I'm perplexed, I'm not in despair. And even though I may feel like I'm being persecuted, I am not abandoned. And even though I feel like I'm being struck down, I'm not destroyed. Because guys, we serve a God that is greater than anything that we're facing right now. And even though it feels like, sometimes it's really hard to see God, that you may feel like you're doing everything right. And even today, as I was thinking about what was going on with me and thinking about the whole, you know, 40 under 40 thing and how dope that would have been and this, that, and the third. I had to say to myself, okay, God, is it because of something I did? Is it because, like, I did something wrong, or maybe I'm not, you know, there's areas, y'all, that I do need to grow in. I feel like God is convicting me. You know, and that's a thing that we've been, you know, there's always something new in this journey with God where you become more aware of yourself and more aware of areas of growth. And I think God told me it's a part of the plan. I started randomly listening to sermons anyway. I try to start my day off that way. And one of the sermons was talking about how Jacob was, just from the very beginning of his life, you know, was named Jacob, and that was called heel grabber and deceiver and all these different things. And throughout his life, and even his, you know, his family's life and his lineage, his line, nobody was perfect. There's a lot of chaos, a lot of confusion, a lot of things going on from Abraham down to Isaac, down to Jacob. And he talks about how that even in the midst of Jacob being so far away from where he needs to be with God, God still has his hand on him. And one day, as he's going to meet his brother Esau, who he had did dirty, right? He had really pulled one over on Esau, because Esau, when he was hungry one day, and that's a whole nother sermon for a whole nother day. But Esau gave up his birthright, which is like the blessing from their father. He gave up his birthright for a bowl of soup, which is going into watch what you eat when you're hungry. Okay, watch the choices that you make when you're hungry. And that can go a lot of different ways when you're hungry for company, when you're hungry for validation, when you're hungry for finances, when you're hungry for whatever that may be for you, for success, when you're hungry, watch what you eat when you're hungry. Watch what you eat when you're hungry. Well, Esau gave up his birthright because he was hungry. And, you know, Jacob's father passed away, Isaac, and he ended up deceiving Isaac into giving him the blessing that goes to the first son or the firstborn. And he dressed up like his brother. His mom helped him, and he ended up getting that blessing as well. And he left. Once that all happened, his mom helped him leave the country because his brother was going to get him. I mean, he was enraged. And so where the part of the story where the pastor kind of honed in on was how Jacob in that time, he now had been asked to come back home. And he then had to finally face his brother, Esau, who he had did dirty. And so as he's traveling back and he's kind of separating himself from his family and doing different things in order to protect his family and protect himself, and trying to mentally grapple with, like, what is this going to look like? How is this going to be? I'm so scared. I might lose my life. What should I do? You know, he's just grappling with it. He ends up having a vision that's now called Jacob's ladder. And it shows that angels are ascending and descending from the earth. And what the pastor honed in on was, in order to ascend, you must be at on earth going up into heaven. And then there's some that are descending from heaven to earth. And he's like, there are some angels that we have on this planet and on this earth that may be protecting us despite ourselves. Because even in this moment, Jacob has not lived a perfect life. Jacob has gone his own way. Jacob has done his own thing. But yet, in this moment, he's also simultaneously seeing angels ascend from earth to heaven, and then descending from heaven to earth. And so he knows, and it's being revealed to him that even though you have gone your own way, and even though you've made your own decisions, and even though you've lived an imperfect life, you've lived up to your name, I still had my hand on you. The promise still stands. It still remains despite you. And so, tying it back to the whole 40 under 40 thing, I was like, okay, well, it just wasn't my time. It just wasn't my time for that to happen. It will happen one day. You know, I will have that honor, and it's going to be at a better moment in my life. And this answer just kind of speaking life over that. And then other things started being presented to me that were going on in my world that I want to pay attention to, but I have no control over at the same time. And I'm like, you know what? The enemy really does want me to be discouraged today. The enemy really does want to kick me while I'm down. And so I have to make a decision right now. Who am I going to be? How am I going to show up? How am I going to respond in this moment? So here I am on this podcast, letting you know that wherever you find yourself listening to this, that God's plan is God's plan, that God is sovereign, that He is good, and that even though it feels like you don't see Him right now, you don't understand what He's doing, what He's not doing, you don't understand the doors He's opened and the doors He's closed. You don't understand why you are where you are right now. I want to let you know that we serve a God that doesn't do anything inferior. He does exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask, think, or imagine. That some of us think that our best days are behind us. No, but they're ahead of us. It's all about how you view it, what you believe, what you speak over your life. And so today I want to speak over your life. Today, I want to let you know that you are not abandoned, that you are not destroyed, that you will not lose heart in this moment, that you will not lose heart in this season, that God is doing something greater in your life than you could ever imagine. And even though it doesn't make sense right now, and even though you wish it was different right now, and even though you've been praying for things to happen, to manifest in your life, and you're like, wait, I don't understand. Why is this going on? I asked for God to do this, or I asked for God to do that. God is sovereign. And His plan is perfect. And whether we realize it or not, we are exactly where we need to be. But even in the moments of being exactly where we need to be, there is a position, the only position that you can take. And in these moments, the temptation is to try to take control over the moment. Is try to, you know, arrange it in your favor somehow, or try to manipulate variables and do more and do more and do more within your own strength and within your own human self. And I want to encourage you to not fight in the flesh anymore. I think a part of my exhaustion, I think a part of my feeling like I'm spent. So I'm trying so hard in my flesh. I'm not doing enough trusting in my spirit. I'm trying to make a way, find a way, do this, do that. Like, do everything I know to do. When in all actuality, God is saying, you've done all that you can do. Now it's my turn. And until you release it, I can't do anything with it. Some of you that are losing heart, some of you that are tired, like the type of tired that even though I sleep all night, I still wake up, I'm tired. You're dealing with that type of thing, and then you find yourself seeking validation in broken places and trying your best to make ends meet and doing everything you know to do, and it just still feels like it's not enough. I want to remind you how good your God is. That even when King Jehoshaphat, there was three countries that were coming up behind him that God told him not to fight. And they all came together to try to overtake King Jehoshaphat. King Jehoshaphat was like, God, what are you doing? Like, you told me not to touch these places when we were going through them. I didn't. Now all three of them are conspiring to come against me. I don't have the army. I don't have the ability. I don't have the weaponry. I cannot fight this battle. There's no way that I can win this. And so he goes before all his people and he's like, he does a prayer that you can find. I think it's 2 Chronicles 20. And he's just putting it all on the line in front of everybody in his that is underneath him in his I don't know. I don't want to call it lineage, but everybody in his kingdom is watching their king surrender fast, put on the sackcloths or the fasting clothes, and just took a position of surrender in a moment where he knows that, okay, these three countries, they coming at me. I'm not going to figure out how to align with other countries around me and get the artillery and get everything together. He's like, no, I'm not going to do that. That's me taking into my own hands. At this moment, even though I feel like I can do this or do that or exercise all my options, or you find other kings, they acted in desperation. They did everything they knew to do. And then they defaulted to God in the end, but they try to take control of the circumstances when it felt like it was coming down to the end of the rope. But not King Jehoshaphat. King Jehoshaphat, in the moment where it was coming to the end of the rope, surrendered. Not to do more, not to figure it out, not to research it, not to reach out to other people and, you know, go through some type of conversation or try to talk them down or sell some of the things that were in the temple, which was a commonplace thing with kings. You'll find that over and over again where the kings would just sell things in the temple, so just their goods that they had gotten over the years and whatever. King Jehoshaphat didn't do none of that. He didn't try to take it in his own hands, even though the time is ticking and he knew what he was up against. He surrendered. And the end of his prayer is a prayer that, y'all, is one of those things. He says, I do not know what to do, but my eyes are on you. I do not know what to do. I'm at a desperate end. I don't know exactly what to do. I'm not going to lay down. I'm not going to surrender. I'm not going to stop attacking. All I know to do in this moment without compromising myself in any other way is to surrender before the God of the universe. And that is not me surrendering to this battle. That is not me not attacking. That is not me saying I'm laying down and I'm letting life happen to me. It is saying that no, I am not going to take control over this, even though my mind and my brain wants to control every circumstance that I'm faced with. It's like, no, I am going to default to the creator of the universe, the one that I say that I have faith in. I'm going to now put the, what is it called? The pedal to the metal. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, and I'm going to choose to trust the God of the universe that brought me into this position to begin with, that I'm not going to allow myself to lay down for these other nations, that I'm not going to compromise my morality or my integrity, that I'm not going to decide to sit here and say, you know what, let me ask this other nation to do this and do that and barter and try to get their services and military forces. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm going to surrender before the God of the universe who put me in this position to begin with. I'm not going to try harder in the physical. I'm going to try harder in the spiritual. I'm going to ask the God of the universe to show up. And so he did that. He said, God, I do not know what to do, but my eyes are on you. And what I thought was so beautiful is that in the next paragraph, he doesn't give the answer. Come on. He doesn't give the answer to the person. God doesn't give King Jehoshaphat the answer. He gives it to somebody in the crowd that's watching him, saying, listen, hear ye, King Jehoshaphat, God told me something. God told me that he's going to show up. God told me that all we needed to do was march up to this hill, and we need to go there, and we need to put the tribe of Judah first. And at whatever, when God gives us a signal, all we have to do is make a loud sound. Judah means praise. Judah goes first. I need you guys to praise. I need you guys to get in your position. I need you to follow what God is asking you to do. But this army, this fight is not yours. It's God. He is going to deliver this. He's going to deliver every single country that's coming up behind you. Every single problem that you did not know was on the way. You don't even realize what God is orchestrating on your behalf right now. You don't even know that your answer is coming, but you have to put yourself in the position, because if King Jehoshaphat in that moment decided to take things into his own hands, he would have lost that battle. He would have lost that battle. That's a problem with a lot of us. A lot of us don't understand that we have control issues. We're trying so hard to control every aspect of our circumstances that we don't allow God to enter in on our behalf, that we try to make it happen. And when we don't have anything else, when we have exhausted all of our resources, then we seek out God. Then we in Bible study. Then we praise in him. When we don't have nothing else. But God said, I don't need you to make me your last resort. I'm your first resort. I'm not when everything else fails, you come to me. No, you start with me. Stop trying to take control over what is mine. And so King Jehoshaphat follows God's instructions, and they didn't make sense to him. He didn't try to make it make sense to him. He just was obedient. He goes to where God told him to go. He does what God tells him to do. And they win the battle. They win a battle that was bigger than them. They win a battle that they should have lost. Three different countries coming against one small nation. And God delivered them. God delivered them. That wasn't them not attacking. That was them attacking in a different way. So I'm telling you guys, as I close today, when I called this Never Stop Attacking, and I brought up the verses that I read to you earlier from 2 Corinthians, I've realized in this moment as I'm saying this to you, that God is asking you to not lose heart. He's not asking you to try harder. He's not asking you to figure it out. He's asking you to trust that he already has. That a lot of us are trying to take control over what is his to control. That we're carrying God weight and we're not God. We are horribly inadequate. But I want to encourage you today that with God, you can overcome any circumstance that's coming in your life. That the answer may not come to you, but it may come to somebody else. But it takes us surrendering and saying, God, listen, I do not know what to do. I surrender before you. I'm not going to try to make this thing make sense. I'm going to trust you. I could try to take this in my own hands, but I'm going to trust you. I don't understand this, but I'm going to trust you. People might look at me like I'm crazy, but I'm going to trust you. Never stop attacking, family. Never stop attacking. But when I say that, I don't mean physically. I mean spiritually. Never give up. Never lose hope. Do not lose heart. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary. What is unseen is eternal. What is unseen is eternal. Therefore, we do not lose heart. And I'll read this verse again. Sure, you are pressed on every side. But my friend who's listening, you are not crushed. You may be perplexed, but you are not in despair. You may be feeling persecuted, but you are not abandoned. You may be struck down, but you are not destroyed. God has the final say. And he does not come when he wants, when we want him to. He comes right on time, every time. Thank you for spending your time with us on Love Samantha Lee More Than Just Pretty podcast. It has been a privilege and an honor to share this space with you, where we celebrate being unapologetically ourselves. I hope today's episode has encouraged you to embrace your own unique beauty and the beauty in others. Don't forget to follow us and join our community on social media. Share your journey and insights, and let's continue this conversation. And until next time, remember, real beauty starts with you being true to yourself. Love y'all, and I'll talk to you soon.
From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, kachava.com, and use code NEWS.